con el Spencer.
No.
So see. I like it, I like this. Very strong. Abhyam Timiram Dhyanam Yanushalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sivarai Vancha Kalpataruvyasya Kripasundhabhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakti Shri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranama Brindai Tulsi Dhaku Piyayai Keshavastacha Krishna Bhakti Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Offering my less and less of Dhanva Pranam to my lotus feet of my Guru Dev Sushila Bhakti Pradhyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Also, I'm offering my so many Dhanvas in the lotus feet of my Sikha Guru. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupada Sushum Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I also want to convey my Dandavat Pranam to my most bosom friend, Sri Nitya Lila Pravishtam Sushila Gaur Govinda Maharaj. You know the relation, my relation to Swamiji. I have told you, and all are acquainted with this. From 46, I was connected to Swami Maharaj, and still I am connected. I think that Guru Govinda Maharaj met me just at this time when Swamiji was leaving this world. And I was there. Swami Maharaj has called me to meet in his last days. After my a talk with me, he never talked anything a word from anyone. So when I was there, Swami was very happy to see me, and tears were coming in his eyes, and he told that, oh, everything will be managed this very, very well, because he was thinking in what will be in my last days, who will give my samadhi and who will do all this. But when he knew that Narayan Maharaj has come, he was so satisfied. It is told in some part.
Biography.
Yeah?
Biography.
It is. And he told his disciples, especially to Tamal Krishna Swami, that now I am not worried, I am satisfied that he has come. And he took me to see it on his own bed. But I did pranam to that, and I sat on the chair very nearby to him. And he told me so many things. So I told all these things. When our talk was ended, then he told me, and all Tamal Krishna, Brahmananda, and all the senior sannyasis of GBC, hear what he wants to tell. I told them, he should never think that Swami is dying and he will be dead. Don't. He should say that he is
living forever.
He will not die. But he can hide himself from us because we are not benefited. And he wants something from you. So I told them that don't quarrel after he is going passing away. You should understand all this, that he is with you and he is giving mercy. So you should do his service, obey him, his teachings, always remember. And don't quarrel for money, for prestige, for worldly anything. It is seen that after going, Acharya disciples had so many quarrels among them. So you should not. You should try to obey Swamiji and to preach more and more. And this, by this service you will be so much glad. He told again that I have brought so many boys. They are not so well
trained.
I request you to train to give him help, and also you should try to give my samadhi from your own hands, and you should try to manage my Dira separation utsav. I took his orders on my head. He told them all that you should go and take Maharaj to the temple and all the places where I have done something. Then Tamal Krishna and all the seniors were coming to meet me and showed where he is to take bath, where he is to take something, where to write, where to do all these things. And I think that we met there with Guru Govinda Maharaj. He was very, very, very learned person, and he had come in a very devoted family. His father and mother were Vaishnava. In our line, Vaishnava line. So from boyhood, he was brought up in the in a line of Vaishnava. So from when he had not joined ISKCON, because of that spirit, inborn Vaishnava. And he has some so much impressions of his last thoughts. We can imagine that thing, that a person cannot do Krishna bhajan from boyhood. When you met Swamiji or your Gurudev, then you inclined to do some bhajan. But he has some past impressions. I think for me that when I burn, I don't know from where I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't know. From very boyhood, where there was sense, all are telling that, oh, you chant always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because I was also in this same life family, Vaishnava family, my father and mother, all were Brahmins, not so-called Brahmins, but really Brahmins, and really Sri Sampradaya Vaishnava. Ramanuja Sampradaya, Urdhapunda Tilak, Tulasi Mala, and all. So it was this thing. And from boyhood he was brought up in that manner. So he was so humble. He was so learned person. He was Vaishnava actually. When he met me, I was charmed that, oh, he is a very good devotee. You know that I always give classes on Vrindavan Leela. Anything philosophical, but yet it will be turned into Radha Krishna pastime. Anything I will tell. At first I have so much interest in philosophy, but after that I left it. Hearing these slokes of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anarpiti Charin Kirat Karunayavata Srinaka, Samarpayitum Unnatojvala Rasangswa Bhakti Sriyan Harihapurvata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita Sadari Daya Kandari Surasana. So, I left all this Vedanta, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Tattamasi, and all the Vedanta Sutra. I read Gita, but after that taste was also gone. Sarva Dharmanu Parisajya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is also external. And I don't know why my taste came for Krishna pastimes, especially with gopis. That in Raya Ramananda Sambhad we are going to explain. So I saw all these things and qualities in Gauru Govinda Maharaj. He was in the same line in which Swamiji was, and in which I am. So a bosom friendship was increasing. Last summer I went to Puri to write some books. When he heard, he at once came from Bhuvaneshwar. 94, he came. And invited me to come to Puri. But unluckily I could not go there. But once I have been there. When Guru Gobind Maharaj was not in Bhuvaneshwar, but he was in western countries, anywhere, I don't know where he was. He disciples so much gave me honor. And then I returned to Calcutta. So, I know, I have read his books. When I was coming here, his disciples presented me his two books, newly written by him and published, about Ramana Sambhava Revit. That book. And they saw. So he was in Raganuga, very bhajat doing. In this world, Raganuga, Sadhak Vaishnava are very, very rare. For which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. I know that some of his god brothers, they opposed for this. And for this he was so much disturbed. I know this fact. But I don't fear for anyone, from anyone in this world. I only fear from Vaishnava offenses. Nothing. World, whole world will be one side. Like Swamiji and my Gurudev, I can stand alone if whole world be one side. I don't care. I care for bona fide Vaishnavas, bona fide Guru, and in all disciplic lines all Acharyas. So in his last time, last days, he was not honored. Because I think that they were not so advanced in bhakti cult. That is why it may be. Or anyhow, I don't know. But I honor him as a pure Vaishnava. And he was so dear. Luckily I have come to this place and seeing and reminding him. So I am giving my Pushpanjali to his Lord of Spirit. No light?
Now
we are in India now. Bindana.
Candle?
Lantern? I have explained one slope here. Nanu pachar kṛta-pūjanam ārtha-bandho premnaiva bhakta hṛdayam sukha-vidyutam syāt javat khudhanti jathare jaratha pipasa tavat sukhaya bhavato nanu bhakshyate. You can read the meaning and purport of this sloka, then I will explain.
Ramananda Rai continues.
You should try very patiently and very deeply. Then you will realize the meaning and you will be very much satisfied by that.
As long as there is hunger and thirst, eating and drinking make one feel very happy. When the Lord is worshipped with pure love, transcendental bliss is awakened in the heart of the devotee. There's no purport to this verse, but there's a very long purport to Krishna Bhakti Rasavadita.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes, that told the meaning, and you are hearing the meaning, that if you are hungry, and thirsty, then there is a value of that water and that food, and you will have taste in that water and in that food. If you have no hunger, you are not hungry, you are not feeling thirst, then how beautiful things, water or any sarbat. Sarbat, you know?
Sweet drink.
Yeah. Sweet water. Hmm? But, what is this? Water. I said, if you have no hungry, you are not hungry, and so many delicious things are coming, then, what is this, and take something. Very good. No taste. But you are so hungry, so much hungry, whole day you have not taken anything, and so thirsty, like Ranti Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know Ranti Dev? No?
Yes.
So thirsty. Had no water for 5 days, 6 days. Nothing, no water, nothing to food, no eat. And if you are like hunger like that, hungry like this, then anything without ghee and without butter, only roti of Indian, roti, without ghee, dry, or chawal and dal. And you say, oh, very tasteful, very tasteful. But if you are not hungry, not tasteful. So it depends on your hunger and thirst. Then if you have prem, love, affection for Krishna, and if you offer anything, then Krishna will be happy. And if you have no prem, no affection, like Duryodhan, no? Like Jarasandha, Kamsa, they will give, they will see the letter. But anything which is not good, not tasteful, but yet Krishna takes. So it depends on prem. But example is opposite. You should try to understand. Not very easy. Not very easy. To explain this slok, want some service of Gurudev. Without serving and without coming in the contact of our Gurudev, not hearing from him, oh, cannot adjust. We cannot deeply think about this. Here has been told. If anyone has no hungry, if he is no hungry and he is not thirsty, then test will not come. But in this sloka it has been told also that if anyone has no prem, love, affection for Krishna, then Krishna will not be happy. So example is not proper. We think like this, but it is not so. The example has given full thick means
correct.
But you should understand that if one man is hungry, then anything without ghee and without taste, it will be very tasteful. Why to Krishna? If you have prem for Krishna, then we should be satisfied, we should test, but it is told that Krishna will be happy. Why? Krishna is always Atmaram, Atmakam. He has nothing to take from anything and he is happy. Nothing from anyone. He will never be hungry. Like he is Brahma. Self-satisfied. No desire at all. We have food, we need desire. We have so many desires.
I have to plug the light in.
Oh, what you are doing. One he knows, he can do. Yes, it should go on. It should go. For all, it can be. If it is. So, I was telling, give attention. Don't look behind. So, if we have taste, if we have love, affections of Krishna and offering, then we should be satisfied, we should be happy, we should taste it. Why Krishna? It has told in this shloka that Krishna will be happy. Why it has been told? Suppose we understand this thing or not? Not very well. Why? Again, try to understand. I have some affection for Krishna and offering Krishna with my heart. Then, savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhate ahetukya prasihatta jayatma samprasidati. What is the meaning of samprasidati?
Fully satisfied.
Who?
Krishna.
Why? Atma means myself.
But in this look.
Why?
Because he is the soul, the Atma.
Same meaning here. We are serving Krishna. But hunger is in me. Love, affection in me and offering. The meaning is very deep that if any devotee is offering anything from his heart with love and affection, then Krishna will have appetite, otherwise not. Why? Because he is nirgun, no ambition, no appetite, nothing. He is Brahma, Parabrahma. No wish, nothing. Nirakar, Niranjan, Nirvishesh, Nirgun. For whom? Those who by mind think that Krishna is Parabrahma. I am same. All are same Brahma. Tattam Asi. This is Vedanta theory. Shankaracharya has explained like this, but our acharyas have not explained like this. We are the servant of Parabrahma. We are also Brahma, a part and parcel of Brahma. So all we are servant. And in Shankar Advait philosophy, all we are all Brahma and we will mix at last. But here we will meet. But how we will meet? Like we have met so many persons here, so many devotees, not entering in. Anyone not like being, what is the name of this Prabhu?
Vaishnavananda.
We have come here and meet, and you have come to me and meeting with me, but you have not become in Narayana Maharaj. You are the same Prabhu, and I am Narayana Maharaj. Like a bird going in the
nest.
We cannot see from outside, but she is like bird there. So we can go to Golok Vrindavan. We cannot see, but there lakhs and lakhs gopis, servants, lakhs and lakhs cows, so many mountains, so many rivers, so many animals, so many all things. Anyone cannot mix in anyone. You know, they say that a glass of water, bring one glass of full water, full brim, mixed. Then all will be water, mixing in water. So there will be no difference. When Ganges goes into sea, everything is mixed. No Ganga, everything becomes seawater. But it is wrong. A particle of water does not mix in other particles of water. If two brims, full brims of water, and make them, then all will fall down. Understand me? Or not? If there are two glasses of water and we have one glass to take and mix the water. Water will not mix. it will
overflow
and fall to. If they are becoming one, they cannot
overflow,
but not become one. Quantity is going on, growing. So they are not mixing it anyone. But we are not saying we cannot define it. Example take, there are heap of stones, or there are so many lakhs and lakhs seagulls. Seagulls means?
Seagulls.
And a person is taking care of all this by his sticks. Take any of seagulls and mix in them. You cannot take it out again. But who is controlling and seeing and watching, he may take. But all these seagulls will not, never mix. I took a seagull and get colored anywhere, red, and let him mix in the
other,
and easily I can take that all sea back. Similarly, any jeev cannot mix with Brahma, but they define that so. So, if anyone thinks that Krishna has no appetite, no desire, no taste, nothing, he has no indriya senses, then he is not correct. So when we see that I want to give something of Krishna and I have appetite, so Krishna may have appetite. And he is so eager to give Krishna and waiting for Krishna, when Krishna will come and take. Like Yasoda, like gopis, just preparing so many good things, just food, so many things. And oh can I, come on, my dear son, come. Your father is hungry, he is waiting for you. Then Krishna goes there dancing, and he sits in the laptop. His father says, oh father, I am so hungry. Otherwise Krishna never be hungry. So here, Yasoda has given an offering Krishna. So in the same way, if we are offering anything and we are eager, that is Krishna. So he is telling that that Nano Pachana. So if you have no frame like this, Krishna will not please, and then you will also not. Brahma Jnani see that my Atma, my soul is Brahma. I am myself Brahma. But the devotee sees that I am servant of Krishna. Jivere Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das. So, if you do bhakti, then Atma of Atma, soul of soul, is Krishna. He will be pleased. So, Jayatma, Samparasya Sarma. This is Krishna. We should not try to only realize our soul, but you should try to know Krishna, who is Krishna. Automatically we can see. If sun rises, we can see sun, and by his help we can see everything and also us and all. So by serving Krishna, everyone is pleased, myself will be pleased, and if you are trying to please ourselves, then nothing will be done. Like in night, we cannot see sun by our lakhs and lakhs efforts, when sun will come, rise and we can see. So when the mercy of Krishna will be done to us, then we will realize everything. Don't try in worldly manners without Guru. You will try and you will help. So in Upanishad also it has been told like so. See? This loka. Jakhan tahake baran kare takhan jane. Naimatma pravachanena labhyo na medhaya bhaunasutena jam eva esa dinte. When Krishna will see that he is trying hard and hard for me, and he will be pleased, then he will be merciful. And he will say, oh, he is qualified now to get my mercy. And then we can know him. Otherwise, by our senses, less and less efforts, we cannot know him. The efforts we are doing, that is by the bhakti. And prem descending from there as in the shape of Vishuddha Sattva. It comes by the mercy of Krishna. There are three kinds of devotees in Golok Vrindavan. Unka parikar?
Associates.
Are of three kinds. Nitya Siddha. Sadhana Siddha. And Kripa Siddha. Nitya Siddha, they are not like divas. If divas are there, they have never tested this world. Very far away from illusory Maya. Nitya Siddha. And after that, there are so many parikas of Krishna, they are Kaya Deva, Baladev Prabhu, or Srimati Radhika. All these sakhis are Kaya Deva, manifested in them. But expansion of Srimati Radhika. And other jivas are like expansion of Baladev Prabhu. And after this, those jivas who have come from Baladev Prabhu are Nitya Siddha. And those who are in control of Pranabdhishai Vishnu, from there they come down. They are of two kinds. One practicing Bhakti Yoga and going there. And others without practicing by the mercy of Krishna are devotees. Kripa Siddha they are. They will again never come, they will return from there. So this, we can come to this world, overcome, if any person, any devotee is sent from there by the wish of Krishna, they are Nitya Siddha Parikar, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Swami, like my Gurudev. They are not souls, worldly souls. But conditioned souls. So, by their mercy, we can go forward, otherwise not. If anyone has a guru like this, they are so fortunate. And those who have any guru and again he falls, like in world sea, in this world sea, that he has made any guru, and after some time he fell. He made another guru, and again he fell. He another, and again he fell. Very dangerous. It seems that we have no such impressions of birth, last birth. That is. But if you will surrender yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna, or any Vaishnava, they will take us in a line again. Surely they will take. So we should see where they are bona fide gurus are not. However, we can know. We are for so many years in Vaishnava association, and the symptoms are given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can see. Tasmat guru prapadeti jigyasu sraya uttamam sapte parichanishnatam brahmanu pashyamasya. I'm not going to explain more these things. I want to go forward something. Then he told, what I explained, it is sarvaidhi bhakti. If no prem, Krishna will not be controlled, but he will be happy. And he can give worldly wealth, reputation, he can give salvation to or heaven. And so many lokas, like Patal lok, Brahma lok, all lokas he can give. He can also give lower lok from Shankar, and that is called Brahma lok, Brahma Sayujya, he can give. But Vaishnava don't take. If Krishna is giving, throwing all these things towards him, he, no, I don't want. That has nothing to do with all these things. If I have to tell of this salvation, even Dwarka they never want. A Krishna, having no bansi, no peacock feather here, and he is not telling that I am the son of Yashoda and Nanda. Even Krishna, they don't like that Krishna. They think that, oh, he may be Dwarkadhish already. No connection between. Oh, he will do. Oh, so many pranams to you. If you have any power, you can bless me that I may serve Krishna in Radha, in Vrindavan. Now he is telling, if they have any past impression, from where? Not by Sukriti, by the blessings of Vaishnavas, unconditional mercy. Then they will come in this line. But they have two lines, from beginning of Shraddha. You know, what is the paribhasa?
Definition
of Shraddha. What is the seed of bhakti?
Tree.
We tell like this, but in fact it is not true. These are, when Shraddha we see, it is external symptom. What is internal system? System.
Desire.
Symptom. What is that? Guru gives this seed. The tendency of serving Krishna and Radha. For Krishna. When I am telling Krishna, then you should add Srimati Radhika also. Without power, Krishna cannot live alone. Shakti, Shakti, Matora Veda. When I will speak of Krishna, then you should think that also Srimati Radhika, power, energy, attribute. All are there, and Srimati is there. So here, I want to serve Krishna. This mood is the seed of bhakti, and Gurudev gives the seed in our heart. At first he clears the heart, makes it fertile, and then gives it. This is the root of bhakti, that is called seed, bhakti seed. Then the outer symptom, the bharvala,
external,
will be seen like Shraddha. What is called Shraddha? What is called Shraddha? Faith in Guru Vakya, faith in Shastra Vakya. Faith in Krishna teaching. Hari Guru Vaishnava. That I will serve Krishna. If anyone will cut my head, if I'm cut in pieces, so many pieces, I will never give up Hari Bhajan, chanting of Krishna, worshipping of Krishna. I will die by not eating. I will live in one tree, one night here and there, having nothing, but yet I cannot give up. Like Haridas Thakur, he told. You remember perhaps? Khanda khanda jadi jai, hoi jai, jai deha pran. So many badane na chariya. He tell to the murderers, demons of Chandakaji, that if you will cut me in pieces, I can never give up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. This is called bona fide Shraddha. So we should have this bona fide Shraddha. How do you know? From where? From Guru Vakya, Shastra Vakya. All Shastras studying that if anyone will chant one Harinam, even he will overcome all the birth and death, endless ocean of that suffering and sorrow, certainly. So when a person has so much a strong belief, then Shraddha comes, otherwise no.